The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And now let's talk COVID. There's a plan. I wouldn't say it's a timely plan, because maybe it's a plan that should have been introduced a while ago, to test truckies as they arrive in WA.
Yeah, so this is truck industry heavyweights that want this. This is not the government driving it. It's the trucking industry that is driving this. You'd think it would be the other way around. But the trucking industry wants these rapid antigen tests at the border, so truckies can be tested and then go on from there. We had this situation where two positive truckies arrived in Perth from New South Wales. They'd done the tests in New South Wales, but by the time they got the results, they were already in WA. So the trucking industry wants to put in these antigen tests, have the result very quickly, and therefore minimise the risk. In terms of the case with these two truckies, 23 close and casual contacts, all have tested negative at this point. And they're in hotel quarantine.
That's positive.
Kind of locked down. We've gotten on top of this threat for now, but there's still a threat of this happening. So
what's the negative of the rapid testing? Like, why isn't it already happening?
Well, it's not as accurate as, I think it's called the PCR testing. So that's the downfall of it. But you would think an extra layer of testing wouldn't
hurt.
No.
Can't hurt.
I mean, overseas, I've seen these antigen tests in sale in shops for like $3.
And is that what they're doing to, you know, the FIFO workers when they get to the airport?
They have testing done.
Antigen testing.
Yeah, I don't understand why the trucks aren't being done.
Yeah, I think they need to do something, because surely it is only
Classing New South Wales as extreme risk.
Yeah. But letting truckies from New South Wales in, I think it's definitely something that's needed. And now let's talk vax figures. There's been a story in the paper about the variation between one sort of local government area and the other. Not all as good as each other.
No, they're not. And in that story in the paper, isn't it interesting? If you were very close to the Golden Triangle, you seem to be more chance of you being double vaxxed. So at the moment, we've got almost 1,668,000 doses administered in WA. A boost of almost 23,000 jabs in a day. We're seeing about that level at the moment. More than 636,000 people are fully vaccinated, enough to fill Optus more than 10 times the stadium. It's 30.6%. Have we got a sound effect that would crack the 30% mark?
That's amazing.
Of WA population aged over 16. So
who are fully vaxxed?
Fully vaxxed.
Over 30%?
30.6%.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So once we get to, you know, we're approaching the 1 in 3.
In terms of first dose,
we're over the 50% mark.
It's just, if it was spread more evenly. You know, in the Golden Triangle, you're laughing. Down in Rocco, not so great.
No.
Armidale, not so great.
And the Premier has come out urging people in Rockingham, come on, you know.
Yeah, I wonder
get
what's
vaccinated.
Going on there.
Even though Mark McGowan may be abandoning Rockingham for Mount Lawley as well.
Maybe that's why.
because they're unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated.
It's getting out.
Yeah, getting out while you can.